December 13, 1928, how all created things possess a dose of happiness. How the privation of Jesus makes life rise again. I was fusing myself in the holy divine volition, and as I accompanied its acts done in the creation, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, all created things were created by us with a dose of happiness, one distinct from the other. So, each created thing brings to man the kiss, the air that delights, the life of our happiness. But do you know who feels all the effects of our many happinesses which are spread in the creation descend into her interior, to the point of remaining soaked with them like a sponge? One who lives in our divine will. Our happinesses are not foreign to her, because, since she has her taste purified by our fiat and not corrupted by the human will, her taste and all of her senses have the virtue of enjoying all the happinesses which are present in the created things, and we feel so much happiness and joy in seeing one who does our will as though sitting at the banquet of our happinesses and feeding herself with as many different bites for as many as are the happinesses present in the created things. Oh! How beautiful it is to see the creature happy!" At that moment, Jesus kept silent, and I heard the sound of the harmonium playing in the chapel. And Jesus pricked up his ears to listen, and then he added, "Oh! How happy I feel because this sound delights the little daughter of my will. And I, in hearing it, delight together with her. Oh! How beautiful it is to be delighted together. To make one who loves me happy is the greatest of my happinesses. And I, Jesus, my love, my happiness for me is you alone, all other things hold no attraction over me. And Jesus, certainly the greatest happiness for you is I, because I contain the source of all joys and happinesses. But I enjoy in giving you the small happinesses, and just as I myself feel them and enjoy them, I want you to feel them and enjoy them together with me." Then, I was thinking to myself, Jesus delights so much when I delight in the many happinesses which he spread in the creation. And why, then, does he grieve me so much, and he renders me so unhappy, to the point of feeling as if I had no life without him? And in feeling myself without life, all happinesses lose life over my poor soul. And Jesus added, "My daughter, if you knew what the utility of my privations is. You feel yourself lifeless without me, you feel you are dead. Yet, over that pain and that death my new life is formed. And this new life brings you the new manifestations of the life of my divine will. In fact, since your pain is a divine pain, which is the virtue of making you feel death, but without dying, it has the virtue of making my very life rise again, with the enchantment of my truths. The pain of my privation prepares the place for my new life, and disposes your soul to listen to and to comprehend the important truths on my divine fiat. If I did not deprive you of me so very often, you would not have had the new surprises of your Jesus, his many teachings. Have you yourself not seen how, after you have been without me and you thought that everything was over for you, my life would rise again in you and, all love and festive, I would set about giving you my lessons? So, when I deprive you of me, I remain hidden in you and I prepare the work to give you, and my new life to rise again. I too suffered the pain of death, to make all creatures rise again in the pain of my death. Death, suffered in the divine order and in order to fulfill the divine will, produces divine life, so that all creatures might receive this divine life. And, after having suffered so many deaths, I wanted to really die. How many goods did my resurrection not produce? It can be said that with my resurrection all the goods of my redemption rose again, and, with it, all goods rose again for creatures, as well as their very life. Therefore, be attentive, and let me do.